Remember just 2 weeks ago when there was cautious optimism about a blossoming peace on the Korean Peninsula? The leaders of North Korea and the South embraced at the demilitarized zone on the border and signed a declaration pledging to work for the complete denuclearization of the peninsula. Well, in some ways, we're back to what we had come to expect from the North. It's issued a warning that next month's summit in Singapore between Kim Jong-un and US President Donald Trump may be at risk. The North's official news agency reports that the fate of the meeting would be clear if it was forced to abandon its nuclear weapons. Another report angrily attacked military drills between the South and the US. Talks due today between North Korea and Seoul have been called off, and a spokesman for the South Korean Unification Ministry is urging the North to come back to the table for the sake of peace and prosperity.
It is regrettable that the North unilaterally postpones the inter-Korean high-level talks, citing the annual South Korea-US joint aerial drills, right after it informed us of the date of the talks, as it does not match with the fundamental spirit and purpose of the Panmunjom Declaration agreed by the two leaders on April 27.
That's a spokesman for the South Korean Unification Ministry. North Korea's first vice foreign minister says the country has no interest in a summit with the US if it's a one-sided affair. And the minister criticised recent comments from White House officials, including National Security Advisor John Bolton, who was being interviewed on Fox News last month.
Will President Trump insist that Kim give up, ship out all of his nuclear weapons, all of his nuclear fuel, all of his ballistic missiles before the U.S. makes any concessions?
Yeah, I think that's what denuclearization means. And we have very much in mind the Libya model from 2003, 2004. There are obviously differences. The Libyan program was much smaller. But that was basically the agreement that we made. And so we'll want to test North Korea in this first meeting for evidence that they have made that strategic decision.
U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton there.